So friends, I wasn't with you last weekend because we left last Saturday night, Hillary, our campus minister, and myself, and 19 students to head to Florida for a Habitat for Humanity trip. And we just drove through the night, Friday night, got back at about 9 a.m. yesterday. And so I'm a little sleepy because we lost the hour or two, you know. So if I fall asleep during the periods of reflection, just kind of nudge, move on with the mass. But as I was driving, like the graveyard shift, I don't know, 2:30 to 6 Friday night, I had, you know, my co-pilot up with me, a student that claims they're going to stay up. So to help them stay up, I said, "Hey, look up the readings. Let's try to figure out a homily for this weekend." And she pulled up the readings, read them, and she stopped. She said, "I don't know how you do this. I don't know what any of this means." And so I thought, well, I'm not going to get a lot of help from this. But then she fell asleep, which a co-pilot's not supposed to do. And so I had time to think. And you know, it was interesting. I was thinking about the trip and the first reading in light of this sort of framing of the whole of creation that St. Thomas Aquinas, one of our tapestry figures, does. He sees all of creation in terms of these two Latin words, exitus and reditus, the departing from God and the returning to God, right? So he sees all of creation as proceeding from God as an act of creation, the exit, the exitus, right? And then all of the rest of creation as proceeding back to him, returning back to the one who originated us. And so everything begins and ends in the same place. And so as we're making the 16-hour drive to Florida, we knew that it was a temporary stay, but the goal was to return back to where we started, right, back to Toledo yesterday. And in our first reading, the Israelites have been exiled from their homeland in Jerusalem to Babylon. And they finally get word from this non-Jewish ruler, Cyrus the Persian, who says, "You can go back," right? After, I don't know, 60, 70 years, "You can go back," right? And so they start the journey back to where they started in their homeland. And Aquinas sees that dynamic as the whole of creation. Everything proceeds from a sheer act of diffusive, generous love from God. He doesn't need to create, but that's what goodness is. Goodness wants to share itself. It's diffusive. And so he creates everything, and we all flow as a gift of the sheer generosity of God. That's the exitus. And then all of life and all of creation and our lives as a microcosm of creation, the goal is to eventually just reach the destination and the one who created us in the beginning. It's the reditus back to the one who created us. Now, there's struggles along the way, along the journey, right? We certainly had many struggles on our trip. I can't go through all of them because it's crazy, some of the things that happen when you're traveling with 19 college students and myself. But there's troubles along the way. And in the gospel, Jesus tells us that sometimes human beings prefer darkness to light. So the reditus is a challenge because we're not always wanting to go back in union with the one who created us. And that's the context I want to see that famous gospel quote from today, right? Probably the most famous passage in the Bible because you see it at sporting events. If you watch College Game Day in the, like I do religiously every Saturday of the fall, there's always guys holding up John 3:16, right? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that anyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life." God sends his son to help us on the reditus, because he knows we prefer darkness to light. So he helps us so as to not perish and wallow in the darkness. He sends his son to help us on the return back home. He comes to live among us, to walk with us, precisely so that he can be alongside us on our return journey, right? On the reditus back home. we place a ton of obstacles in the way. The second reading talks about pride. If we think we're self-made in terms of the origin, the source, and the summit of our life, if we think we're the cause of everything that's good, if we think we're the primary actor instead of surrendering to God as the primary actor, we put obstacles in the way of the reditus. Right? But Jesus has come, God has sent his son into the world out of sheer love, right, to help us on the journey back home. And so friends, it reminded me of just those simple questions that people tell you you should know and think firmly about, and which is, where are you from and where are you going, right? In faith, we have to know very firmly from our origin, and it's from a God who created us out of sheer act of self-diffusive and generous love. And where are we going? We're meant to return back to the one who created us, right? We're meant to go from exitus to reditus, like the Israelites did in our first reading, like we did on the trip to Florida. We're meant to do that and eventually join him in eternity.